Because it's August, you may be listening to this somewhere else, somewhere off, away from work. On Tuesdays this month, Morning Edition will think aloud about taking it easy. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg launches the series by inspecting the virtues of laziness.
Aristotle, that canny Greek philosopher, said long ago that we work in order to have leisure. It's a little like dieting, so you can eat again. Sounds about right. Leisure, always the goal. But do we really want to achieve it in this 21st century? And what do we do with leisure once we have it? Al Jeaney has some thoughts on all this. He is professor of philosophy at Loyola University in Chicago. What was Aristotle's idea of leisure? Was it sitting down with a nice parchment to have a good read?
I don't think by leisure he meant that exactly. Not for everyone, but for himself he meant that exactly. He felt that some people must work, and yes, he himself must work some of the time, so that he could be free to do the higher things, to contemplate, to study ideas, to understand the makeup of reality. It's not the way we think of leisure nowadays.
Well, I wonder if it's not, because even though we're maybe not involved in high-minded ideas, leisure is not just sitting and staring into space for most of us.
No, I don't think it is. G.K. Chesterton suggested that what he meant by leisure was not simply inertia, doing nothing at all, but rather doing something different from our usual tasks in life, doing something that we wanted to do for itself, doing something that gave us joy that was not part of the work life. Leisure was part of recreating, resting, and recovering ourselves. I've never talked about rest or leisure as a way simply to be a better worker, but rather as a way to be a better person. And I think we have to studiously do less in order to be more.
But you know, the idea of leisure, or really not so much leisure as being lazy, that is sacrilegious in this society.
Well, in this society, being lazy is a character flaw. It's our mother standing in the doorway said, get up, bum, get a job.
Right.
But I think, in fact, that laziness, and again, don't mean just doing nothing, but looking for other things to do that make us better persons, is really a demonstration of wisdom, perhaps moderation, and perhaps maturity. But I think, Susan, life has become an Olympic endurance event, the everyday-thon. Mm. And because of that, I think most of us endure rather than really enjoy our lives.
You are right that when we work, we're not all that productive. 8 solid hours a day. Maybe we really work efficiently and effectively, say for 4. And the rest of the time we're getting coffee,
right.
We're paying our bills, we're calling our babysitters.
They've done lots of studies. They're saying the first 5 hours of work, whatever that time is, about 5 hours a day. For me, it's early in the morning. As a writer, as I'm shaving, if I don't get the first 3 lines, that day isn't going to happen to some extent. But after a while, we simply can't do it all the time. George C. Scott, I think, encapsulated best when he said, you can't do a matinee and 2 supper shows every night 7 days a week and bring anything fresh to the performance. Putting in more time just means more time put in. It doesn't mean creativity or getting the job done.
But, you know, the other piece of that is that being busy in the United States means being important.
That's
right. It's a status symbol to when your cell phone rings in a fancy restaurant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, to pencil out, let's pencil you in for lunch next August, not even this August, is a demonstration that one is so busy that one can't commit to anything. And I want to make a distinction. I am a card-carrying workaholic, and I think we really need work in the same way that children need play in order to fulfill ourselves. But I also think we really need play in the same way that children need play to fulfill ourselves.
Do you think there's anything wrong with sitting there and simply staring into space?
No. And in fact, I would want to suggest that always start vacations 3 days before you leave, because you won't be ready for the vacation. I think it's important to rest before we recreate. I think it's important to take time to breathe before we play. Otherwise, we won't enjoy the play, and the play will become a task, too.
Thank you very much. Al Jeaney is professor of philosophy at Loyola University, Chicago. His current book is called The Importance of Being Lazy, In Praise of Play, Leisure, and Vacations. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
This is the start of a series of discussions, and next Tuesday, the writer Adam Gopnik speaks about his daughter's never-lazy, much-too-busy, invisible best friend.